11 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Dalet Aleph, and we previously mentioned the two psukim in Pashas Tzav. One pasuk discusses someone that's tamei, and one pasuk discusses basa of kodesh that is tamei. And in Perek Zayin pasuk Yotes, the pasuk tells us about basa sheyiga bechol tamei loye ochel ba'ishi sarif, that even someone that is tar is not allowed to eat basa kodesh that is tamei, and if he does so, he'd be chayiv malchus, but he would not be chayiv kares. And the pasuk continues about basa kol tar yechol basa. That only someone that is tar can eat basa of hekdesh. And pasuk chaf continues, "Va'nefesh ashetecha basa mizevach hashlam asher l'Hashem v'tumaser lov." That if a person is tamei and he eats basa kodesh, v'nichrusa nefesh ahim ha'amel, then the person will be chayiv kares. And as we already mentioned, that certainly b'negei the chayiv kares that only applies to someone that is tamei that ate basa kodesh la'achaz rika. And we just saw that the Gemara brought a machlekes between Reish Lakish and Reish Beichon as to what the din would be if someone that is tamei ate basa kodesh lifnei zrika, and certainly all agree that he would not be chayiv kares. And the only machlekes is that Reish Lakish holds that he'd be chayiv malchus, or Reish Beichon holds that he wouldn't even be chayiv malchus. And the Gemara already brought the basis for the machlekes between Reish Lakish and Reish Beichon, as Reish Lakish amaleika, as the pasuk in Pashas Tzav has taught us, the chol kodesh leisiga, that a woman who's a mitzrayer and is tamei cannot eat kachim, as we saw that since the pasuk says bechol kodesh and doesn't just say bekodesh leisiga, so leishna lifnei zrika of that doesn't make a difference if she ate hegdish while she was tamei and the hegdish was prior to zrika, or if the basa was after zrika. In all cases, she'd be chayiv malchus. However, based on the hekesh, Rabbi Yechonon taught us that the chayiv malchus only applies la'achaz zrika. But if someone that is tamei ate basa kodesh that was prior to zrika, not only is there no chayiv of kares, there would not be a chayiv of malchus either. And our Gemara continues and quotes that machlekes as gufo we previously learned tamei she'achol basa kodesh lefnei zrika, that if someone is tamei and ate basa of hegdish but that was prior to zrika, Reish Lakish lo meleika, so Reish Lakish held that he would receive malchus, Rabbi Yechonon mein leika, and Rabbi Yechonon held that he would not receive malchus. And clearly Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechonon are being chilek in regard to someone that's tamei that's eating basa of kodesh, which refers to pasuk chaf. However, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechonon do not explain what they would hold in regard to the case of pasuk yotes with someone who is tar ate basa of hegdish that was tamei. And the question is, does that pasuk apply to only basa that's kodesh la'achaz rika, or would the chiva malchus even apply to basa kodesh that is tamei and even if it's lefnei zrika sadam? And the Gemara will now bring the shitas of Abaye and Rava in regard to the shayla. Both Abaye and Rava will agree that in this scenario Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechonon do not argue, and it's just a question as to what they actually hold. And as the Gemara tells us, Amar Abaye machlekes b'tum sagov, that the only time there's machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechonon is only regarding someone that is tamei that eats basa kodesh that is tar, that is lefnei zrika sadam. And as we saw, Reish Lakish told that he would receive malchus, and Rabbi Yechonon said that he's not chayiv malchus. However, Abba Betumas Basa divrei kol leika, but both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechonon would agree that if someone that is tar ate basa of hegdish that is tamei and it was lefnei zrika sadam, then certainly he'd be chayiv malchus. Now, Abaye explains the Amamar, as we previously learned, that the pasuk in Pashas Tzav in Perek Zayin pasuk Yud Tes states, "Va'basa sheyiga b'chol tamei lo ye'ochel be'ishi sarif," and then the pasuk continues, "Va'basa kol tar yoichol basar." And since the pasuk started off, "Va'basa sheyiga b'chol tamei," so the end of the pasuk could have sort of stated, "Kol tar yoichol basar," and it didn't have to say once again, "Va'basa kol tar yoichol basar." And therefore, the word "va'basa" is extra. And the rabbis eats in levina, and this teaches us two dinim. And number one, although eitzim generally is not mekabel tumah, as it's not a kli, but because of chivas hakodesh, so it would be mekabel tumah. And number two, if the wood of the mizbeach or the levina become tamei, then even though it's not normal to eat eitzim levina, then if someone eats them, they'd be chayiv malchus. And as the Gemara states, la b'nei achilinu v'afilu hachi rabinu kra, and even so, we have a ribui that tells us that you'd be chayiv malchus. Therefore, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechonon both agree that basa lefnei zrika is not worse than eitzim levina. And just like there's a chayiv malchus for one who eats eitzim levina that's tamei, so similarly, if someone eats basa kodesh that's tamei lefnei zrika, they would also be chayiv malchus. And ayin Rashi, the rabbis eitzim levina the tumas atzmon the chibas hakodesh machshirasim l'shevinu oichla. And we learn from this pasuk that there's a special din b'negei hegdish that because of chibas hakodesh, so we consider them a regular oichol. And ba'afagav the hani labnei achilim nenu. But if someone eats eitzim levina that's tamei, they'd be chayiv malchus. And if basa lefnei zrika legarim inayu, and therefore if someone eats basa of hegdish, even though it's prior to zrika zedam, they'd be chayiv malchus. And ayin taptesis points out that even though we just learned that there's a special din b'negei hegdish, although generally Eitzim and Levaina would not become Tomei, as the only things that generally can become Tomei are a person or Eichel Mashka or a Kli. However, this din of Chibis HaKodesh doesn't apply to all items, and it only applies to something similar to Eitzim and Levaina. And as Taisis points out, that the Gemara Masechet tells us, Mashka Beimit Bechaya Dochein, that the liquids are found in the place where we Shech Kabonais are going to be tar, could go in Yayin Vishemen, and Taisis bothered that Lechay we should say that based on Chibis HaKodesh, they should be Hochshul Kabal Tumah, and they should be able to become Tomei, just like Eitzim and Levaina. And Taisis explains that since the din of Chibis HaKodesh was learned out of the word Vabasa, so we only map it, those things that are similar to Basar, and as Taisis states, could go in Eitzim and Levaina, Shudava of the Kasha, Kain Eichal, Avul Shavi Amashka Ka'ichal Miva Basa, Loi Mahanya Chibis HaKodesh, Ayin Sham, and our Gemara stated, Vafilu Hachar Rabbeinu Kra, and it's Mashmar, the din of Chibis HaKodesh is a din deraisa, and as the second Taisis and Amid states, Mashma Shi Drasha Gemura, Vilea Smachta, Vachim Mashma, Parakshain Rechulin, Chibis HaKodesh is deraisa. However, Taisis brings down from Rashi on Daf Mem Vav Men Aleph, Rashi states, it's Rabbanon, and similarly, when the Gemara Mesechus Pesachim on Daf Lam and Dalid calls it a Maigla, so Rashi explains it's a Maigla Rabbanon, and Ayin Taisis points out, the Efshalay Mekain, Ayin Sham, and our Gemara now continues with Rav Oma and Rav Ischel Kan Abaya, as although Rav agrees to Abaya that Machlekes Betumas Agov, the only time there's Machlekes between Reish Lakish Rabbi Echran is only regard to someone that is Tomei, that ate Basar Kodesh that was prior to Zrikas Adam, and Reish Lakish holds that he'd be Chai Malkus, and Rabbi Echran holds he would not be Chai Malkus. However, Rav argues that Abaya, as Avo Betumas Basar Devar Kol Inaleka, even Reish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Echran that if someone that's Tar ate Basar that's Tomei prior to Zrikas Adam, then he would certainly not be Chai Malkus. Rav continues, my time off, and what is the Makar? And he learns this based on the Hekesh from Pasuk Chav to Pasuk Yutes, as Kivin Delay Karina Beva to Masa Love and Nichrasa, as since certainly Pasuk Chav teaches us that if someone is Tomei and they eat Hegdish, then the Chayiv Kares, that Pasuk is only talking about someone that ate Basa Hegdish, that is La'achas Rika Zadam, but if he ate Hegdish prior to Zrika Zadam, then all agree that he's not going to be Chayiv Kares, and therefore similarly, Delay Karina Beva Basa Shiga Bechot Tomei Leia Ochel. So when Pasuk Yutes tells us that one that eats Basa Kodesh that is Tomei, that he's going to be Chayiv Malkus, it only refers to Basa Kodesh La'achas Rika, and the Chayiv Malkus doesn't apply to someone that eats Basa Kodesh that is Tomei Lefnei Zrikas Adam. The Gemara now continues, and yes, on the Shita of Rava, that how can you tell me that if someone eats Basa Kodesh that is Tomei Lefnei Zrikas Adam, he would not be Chayiv Malkus, but we previously learned that the Pasuk states Vabasa, the Rabbis Eitzim Levaina, and if one is going to be Chayiv Malkus for eating Eitzim Levaina that's Tomei, then certainly he should be Chayiv Malkus for eating Basa Kodesh that is Tomei, even though it's Lefnei Zrikas Adam. The Gemara answers that Inachanami, even when we learn Vabasa the Rabbis Eitzim Levaina, one would not be Chayiv for eating Eitzim Levaina that is Tomei, that did not have any Aveda done to it, Matirav, and we're specifically talking about a case where someone actually put the Eitzim Levaina into a Kli Sharis, therefore it's comparable to someone that ate Basa Kodesh La'achas Rikas Adam, and that's why you're going to be Chayiv Malkus. But in Chanami, if someone ate Eitzim Levaina prior to going to a Kli Sharis, then you would not be Chayiv Malkus. And similarly, if you Rava, if someone ate Basa Kodesh that is Tomei, but it's prior to Zrikas Adam, then even Reish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Echran that he would not be Chayiv Malkus. And the Gemara now brings a riot to this concept. It's not as we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Me'ilah, and the next quote is not a direct quote from the Mishnah Masechet Me'ilah, and therefore Rashi brings it from a Braisa on Daf Mem Hei Beis. And this Mishnah or the Braisa tells us, Kol Sheish Lematirim Mishakarvu Matirav, that any carbon that has Matirin, then the only time that a person that is Tomei that eats this Basa would be Chayiv Kares is only once there was a Krava of the Matirin, and for example, by a carbon of a Behema, by Zrikas Adam, and by a carbon Mincha, by a Taras HaKoymeitz. And the Mishnah continues, Kol She'in L'Matirin, Mishnah Kiddush Bekli, and if something doesn't have Matirin, and the only time one would be Chayiv for eating a Petuma would only be once it was Kiddush Bekli. And Ayin Rashi was bothered that L'Chiri had to have a case where Eitzim actually are put into a Kli Sharis, as Eitzim are generally not put into a Kli Sharis, and Zok Rashi, Eitzim Shechata Eitzim Machtas Kli Sharis, Ma'alam Mizbeach and Megecholim, and when they were shoveling the coals of the Mizbeach with the Kli Sharis, some of the wood got into the shovel, and a Levaina Shekitchim B'zichon, and we're referring to the Levaina of the Shulchan after they were placed in the spoons, and as Rashi states, Afilu Kars B'tumis Aguf Nami Ispu, and similarly, if someone that was Tar ate the Eitzim or the Levaina that were Tomei after they were already placed in the Kli Sharis, then it'd be Chayim Malkus as well. And Ayin Taisis Divu Maschol Shekitchim B'kli, as Taisis bothered with the same question as Rashi, and Taisis state tema makidish kli yesh beitzim, and certainly it can't be talking about the axe that was used to chop the wood and to make sure that there weren't worms inside. And Taisus says that this can't be, and Taisus brings a raya that the axe was not considered kli sharis, and Taisus then brings down the pshat of Rashi, and Taisus states ve'im mashma m'sechta tamim mashma she'yichoyti menam uchel usaprimiyes, and therefore there wouldn't have been any wood that got mixed into the shovel and mixed together with the coals. In order to be miyashiv the pshat of Rashi, Taisus states u'miyu eshlema loy b'chum sadeshim ayri ela b'yem kapurim she'yichoyti gecholim legatoris, and then Taisus brings his own pshat ayin shom. Since the Gemara just discussed the machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon, so the Gemara continues and brings another machlekes between Rish Lakish, and there'll be two different versions as to this machlekes. As it might be learned, Hamayle Vori Behima Tmei Al Gavim Mizbeach Rish Lakish Ami Leika Rabbi Yechon Ami Ilin Leika. If someone is makriv a behima tmeya, and as Rashi points out, for example, a susu or gumal, which is a behima and is not kosher, Rish Lakish holds that you'd be chayim malchus, and Rabbi Yechon holds that although certainly it's asa, but you'd not be chayim malchus, and the Gemara will explain the basis for the machlekes based on the pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra that tells us Da'abel bnei Yisrael ve'matel lehem adam kiyakum mikarim korban Hashem min abehima min abakum min atzayin takriv v'skabancham, and the Torah specifically tells us that the chiv to bring a korban is only from a kosher animal, and for example from bakar and tzayin. Rish Lakish al Malika, and Rish Lakish holds that one that brings a tamei animal onto the mizbeach would be chay malchus as tahir in tamei loy, as the Torah specifies they had to bring a behima tahira, and it's muchach that you can't bring a non kosher animal onto the mizbeach. Rish Lakish holds that even though it's only a lava above mechlala say, you still will receive malchus. However, Rabbi Yechon Omar in a leika, and Rabbi Yechon holds that you will not receive malchus, as although certainly Rabbi Yechon agrees with the lima of Rish Lakish, the Torah specifies that you have to bring a carbon min abahimah min abakar min atzayin, and you can't bring a carbon from a non-kosher animal. However, Rabbi Yechon holds lava above mechlala say in leika love, and although certainly it would be also to bring such an animal on a mizbeach, however, lemaisa you would not be chayim malchus. However, the Gemara continues, Mesiv Rabbi Yemiah, Rabbi Yemiah asked the following question: how can you tell me that the basis for the machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon is if lava above mechlala say is like in love or in like in love? If there's a brisa that clearly tells us that lava above mechlala say would be in like in love, as the brisa is discussing the pasuk in Pasha Shmi that speaks about kosher and non-kosher animals, and the pasuk tells us kol mafresas pasa v'sheisas shesa prasis malas giru b'behemo isa techelu. The brisa is medayik from the pasuk that one is only allowed to eat a kosher animal v'loy behemo tmeya, and one is not allowed to eat a behemo tmeya. And if you Rashi, the brisa actually continues and tells us v'lava bo mechlal asei asei, that lav that's bo mechlal asei is only considered asei, therefore one would not be chayim malchus, and therefore how could you say that would be the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish? Rashi points out that the brisa actually continues in Teres Kainim, and it states b'leis asei minayin, that we now see it as asei not to eat a behemo tmeya, but how do we know there's also a lav and one would be chayim malchus? Halman loymis, the next pasuk in Pasha Shmini tells us achazel loyseichlu, and the Teres specifies as an actual lav, and therefore one will be chay malchus. And Ayin Taisus who points out that the Gemara's raya is not from the actual words of the brisa, as Taisus holds that the brisa doesn't actually state the words v'lav abo mechlal asei asei, but as Taisus points out a sefer samach that a raya is from the sefer that brisa the tanim b'teres kinyim in le'ala basei b'leis asei min ayin. Therefore, we see that the brisa holds that lav abo mechlal asei is considered asei, and it would be in like in love. Ayin the shita who learns like Taisus and he brings a pshat of Rashi and he states v'lo yidok shuhi b'hach brisa ina kim b'teres kinyim v'hachi isa hasam v'lo yibehim mitmeya in le'ala basei b'leis asei min ayin v'atalmud hevi b'kitzar, and our Gemara brought this brisa b'kitzar and did not actually quote the entire brisa. Because of this question, so we can learn that there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish by Ma'ile Avera Behima Tmeya Al Gavim Mizbeach, and as Rashi will bring from a pasuk in Cheskel that Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon agree that one will be Oven Asei and in like in love, and therefore Amalei Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yirmiyahu Batachlifa, and Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yirmiyahu Batachlifa as Belacha that I will explain what the machlekes is between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon, or could be the way to read this Gemara is Amalei Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yirmiyahu Batachlifa as Belacha that I will explain it to you Batachlifa by Yivor Behima Tmeya the Kulei Amalei Pligi, that certainly Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yechon by Yivor Behima Tmeya that certainly would not be a chiyuv of malchus as a lav above mechlal asei is in like love and ki pligi b'chaya, and the case where there is a machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon is if someone was makriv a chaya tahira on a mizbeach, for example, he was makriv a deer on a mizbeach, and although we know that a deer is kosher, but the Maaseh of the pasuk tells us that one should bring a korban from a behema, and v'hachi itmar, and I have a kabbalah that the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish was in this case, and I also have another kabbalah, as although initially we stated Rish Lakish was more machmir Rabbi Yechon, but in this case, Rabbi Yechon will be more machben than Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon Omar Oiv Basay, Rabbi Yechon hold that you'll be chayiv in Asay, as the Torah specifies, you have to bring a korban from a behemoth, and therefore we learn out that you can't bring a korban from a chaya, and if you do so, you'll be oiv in Asay, as Labba Mechlal Asay is considered Asay. However, Rish Lakish Omar Ein Oiv Olav Bevloi Klum, Rish Lakish holds that you'll not be oiv on anything, and as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon Omar Oiv Basay, Behema in Chaya Loi, and as some agrees, Labba Mechlal Asay is Asay, and Rish Lakish Omar Ein Oiv Olav Bevloi Klum, Ahula Mitzvah, and although the Torah tells us, Adam Kiyakur Mikam Korban Lashem, Min Abahima, Min Abakum, Min Atzer, and Takriva Eskabancham, that's only the mitzvah, as Rashi states, Behema Mitzvah Lahakrev, V'chai Rishos, Umiyut Tmeh Vadei Loi, but certainly even Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yechon, that it's also to be Makrev, Behema Tmeh, or Chai Behema, Adam Izbeach, and as the Pasuk teaches us in Yecheskel, Mimashki Yisrael, the carbon has to be brought from an animal that could be used as a Mashki Yisrael in order to make a Suda, and if you can't make a Suda from that animal, for example, it's a Behema Tmeh or Chaya Tmeh, and you can't bring it as a carbon, and if one will bring a Behema Tmeh or Chaya Tmeh as a carbon, then it'll be Oiva Naseh, and Ayin Deshitu points out, Ahula Mitzvah Pirish Rashi L'Hakta Behema L'Chaya, the Behema Mitzvah L'Chaya Rishos, V'Lei Rotzik L'Farash L'Mitzvah, Shem Mitzvah L'Chathil L'Avi Behema V'L'Chaya, Dim Kain Hainu Aseh Mamish, the Shita points out that the reason why Rabbi Yaakov actually switched around which of the Amorim were more Machman than the other, and he explained Rabbi Yechon was more Machman Rish Lakish, Zok the Shita, Mashem Hapach Amorim, Hochi Avashmir, Leil Rabbi Yaakov Mekabbalah, Chiyetzib Zeh Eshcha, Mekam Mekaymais, and Ayin Rashi, who explains the words of Rabbi Yaakov, that Rabbi Yaakov is teaching us two dinim, that number one, Ki Pligi B'chayiv, Leil Inim Akkus, El Lasei, Ve Imunami Epech, to Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, Ve Hochi Avashmir, Leil Rabbi Yaakov. Gemara continues, Mesiv Rava, that Rava will now ask a question on the way to Rabbi Yaakov learned to shita Rish Lakish. How could Rish Lakish state that ain't oiv b'loy klum, that if someone is makar v'chayed on his back, he won't be oiv on any issa? But Rav will now bring a brisa that discusses the psukim that speaks about the mitzvah to bring a behemoth on his back. As we mentioned in Parshas Vayikra in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk tells us, Adam kiyakri mikam korban Lashem min ha-behemoth min ha-bokum min ha-tzoyin takrivas kabadcham. And then once again, the Torah mentions bokum and tzoyin, as in Pasuk Gimel, the Torah states, im ilu kabonim min ha-bokum zochotom yakrivenu. And then in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk states, V'manatzein karbonai, minaksovim oi minaizim lo'ilo zochotom yakrivenu. And Rava continues and brings the Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us, ilu nema karbon lashem mina behema, that if the Pasuk would only tell us, karbon lashem mina behema, meaning it would only state Pasuk Beis, ha'yisi oi mechaya b'chla behema, and we would say that although the Torah specifically mentions the behema, we know that the term behema also includes a chaya, in Yun Shinema, as we find in Pasuk Re, the Torah is repeating the dinam of behema Torah, and behema Tveya, and the Pasuk states, Zayz behema asher techeilu, shor sek savim v'se izim, and then the next Pasuk states, Ayelu tzvi v'yachma v'akar v'disha nisoi v'zomar, and even though the Torah started with Zayz behema, but the Torah lists chayas as well, and therefore one may have thought, one could be makar v'chaya, hamun lema, so in Pasuk Beis, after the Torah taught us, Adam ki akri mikem, korban Hashem min ha-behema, so the Torah continues, min ha-bokum min ha-tzayin, therefore we learn, bokum v'tzayin u'matil l'chav olay chaya, that you're only allowed to bring bokum tzayin, and not a chaya. However, the Bryce continues and points out, Yochlo Yavi, but maybe the Torah is telling us that you shouldn't bring a chaya on a mizbeach, v'im hevi kosher, but b'dievd, if you did so, it would be kosher. And l'mazah doima, and what would this be similar to? L'talmud sh'om alei rabbi, havi l'chit. The Rebbe that told his Talmud that you should bring me wheat, v'hevi l'chit in v'sa'im, and the Talmud went and did extra credit, and not only did he bring him wheat, but he also brought him barley, she'en a kamah b'al dvarav, that he's not considered he went against the Rebbe's words, and instead, ele moisav al dvarav, it's considered as if he added extra credit to his words, and the kosher, and this should be kosher, and we should actually have a habmin like Rish Lakish, that ain't oiva b'vlei klum, that you not be oiva on anything, hamun loyma bokver tzoyin, and therefore the Torah repeats in Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Yud, bokver and tzoyin, therefore we see that it's a yikuvah, that a bokver tzoyin and matel lecha, because Baruch Hu told us to only bring a behemoth for a carbon, not a chaya, and holam mazah daima, and was this similar to the Talmud Shomalei Rabbi al Tavili al Chitin, to a Rebbe that told his Talmud that I want you to bring me only Chitin, behemoth like Chit v'sa'irim, and the Talmud went and brought him wheat and barley, she'ini kamesav al dvarav, el kamav al dvarav upasol. Certainly in this case, it's not like extra credit, and instead, it's as if the Talmud went against his Rebbe's words, and therefore, the Torah tells us that if someone brings a chaya instead of a behemoth, it would be pasol. Clearly from this braisa, you see like Rabbi Yechon, that one would be oiva nasei, and not like Rish Lakish, that ain't oiva b'vloi klum, and we continue on daf lam and dalam and beis, tiyufta Rish Lakish tiyufta, that certainly this is a tiyufta on the shita Rish Lakish, based on the explanation of Rabbi Yaakov. Ayin Taisis, as well as the shita, that are bothered, that when the Gemara originally stated that when someone brings a chaya, should be similar to a Rebbe that told his Talmud, bring me chitim, and the Talmud went and brought chitim and sarim. They both are bothered. Then in our case, the person did not bring a behema and a chaya, and he only brought a chaya. He states, afal pi she'inza mevi el chaya levada, kim de mitzayna mevi akarbin, inza mave, shuvi tolo bedaitai, as he's bringing a present for the Ibishtar. Therefore, this is comparable to a Talmud that brings a present to his Rebbe, and as the Shita states, vi yishleima, din mitzavel havi karbin adin imcha, shayi kumaver, avil hu mevi mitzayna vedaitai tolo, v'lo yihavi havara ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah that started at the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph from Beis, and the Mishnah continued on the top of Daf Lamed Beis from Aleph and stated, Kulon and any of the psulim for Avodah, shekiblu sadam, chutzal zmanim v'chutzal mekoymoy, although they weren't allowed to do kabbal sadam, they went in with mekabbal adam, and they had machshava of chutzal zmanim v'chutzal mekoymoy, meaning they had machshava's pigol, then since they didn't have a right to do kabbalah, so the korban is not possible, therefore, miyish dam hanefesh, if there's still dam hanefesh in the neck of the animal, yachsa akashav yikabbal, and the coin that is kosher, once again do Kabbalah, and then do Zrikas Adam, and then the carb would be kosher. And as Rashi stated, Shein Machshavosin Shel Eilu Peislasim Mekabbalah Lefi Shein Ruin La Vei Machshav Peiseles El B'Mishroi LaVeda Chsiv. And as the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav says, Hamakav Oisei Lei Choshev Broi LaKrova Kos Medaber. And our Gemara now begins, Boi Mini Rish Lakish from Rabbi Echron. Rish Lakish asked the following question from Rabbi Echron, Pasul Mao Shiasi Shirayim, that if there's someone that's Pasul that does Kabbalah Sadam and does Zrikas Adam, or at this point, would a kosher still be able to go and be makabel more dam from the neck of the animal and go and do another zrikas adam as well? And the shaila is that do we say that even though the zrikas adam was done by someone who's pasul, but it's considered enough of a zrikas adam that all the remaining blood that's still in the neck of the animal would be considered shiari adam and would not be kosher to do kabbal any longer? Or do we say that even though he did zrikas adam, it's not considered zrika at all, and therefore, as long as a kosher kohen goes and is makabel the dam from the neck of the animal and does zrika with that new blood, then it would still be kosher? And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, Rabbi Echon responds to Rish Lakish, Ein la zrika psula, isa shirayim, ala chutzal zmanim, v'chutzal mekoymoy, hoyle meratzal pegulay, that the only time that zrika psula is considered a final zrika, and it would actually pass al carbon, is only when someone did zrika, and he had kavana and intent for chutzal zmanim, v'chutzal mekoymoy, and since the zrika affects the carbon, and it passes the carbon and becomes pigol, therefore it's also considered zrika, and it will now pass all the blood that's in the neck of the animal, and that blood would be considered shiari adam and not be roi for kabbalah and zrika any longer. However, in our case, where apostle did the zrika, then the zrika's adam is not considered a valid zrika, and therefore the dam that's still in the neck of the animal would still be kosh for zrika and would not be considered shirayim. The Gemara continues with another version as to what Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Echron, as a zvid mas nihachi, as a zvid taught the shayla Rish Lakish to Rabbi Echron as follows: the boy mini Rish Lakish from Rabbi Echron kais pasul mao shiasi shirayim, that if a kohen took a kais that had the blood in it outside of the Azara, and therefore the blood became pasul, and the kohen then goes back into the Beis HaMikdash and he does Zrikas Adam using this blood, would that cause the rest of the blood in the neck of the animal to be considered shirayim? Or would we say that since the Zrika is pasul, therefore the blood that's in the neck of the animal would still be kosher and it would not be considered shirayim? And if a kohen would go and be makabel Adam for the neck of the animal and then once again do Zrika, then the karma would be kosher? The Zvid continues that Amalei, Rabbi Yechon responded to Rish Lakish that by the fact that he only asked a question regarding a kais pasul, it was mashma that you didn't have a shayla b'negia someone that was actually pasul and did zrikas adam, and therefore Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakish, psul gufi ma'isvilecha, what do you hold b'negia someone that's pasul that did zrikas adam, and would that zrika cause the rest of the blood that's in the neck of the animal to become shirayim and pasul, or would we say that it would still be kosher? And based on what you hold regarding that shayla, the same would apply to the shayla. And as Rabbi Yechon continues, e pasul mashvi shirayim, kais pasul nami mashri shirayim, and he pasul loy mashri shirayim. And if you hold that if a pasul goes and does zrikas adam, it doesn't make the rest of the blood shirayim, then the same would apply b'negeya kais pasul, and kais pasul nami loy mashri shirayim. If one does a new kabbalah from the neck of the animal and he does a new zrika, then the karba would still be kosher. And in regard to the first version of the shayla, ayin Rashi at the top of the amid, pasul mao shiasa shirayim, mishu pasul avayda mao shiasa shirayim. And Rashi gives the example of him kibal vizarak mao shiasa kosher v'yikabal v'yizrak, and the karma will be kosher. And Ayin Tesa points out that certainly the Gemara's shayla is not by a pasul that was only mekabel adam, and certainly the blood in the neck would not be shirayim. D'atnan, and as we learned in the Mishnah, yachsa kosher v'yikabal, and therefore Rashi is correct that we're talking about a pasul shazarak mi'bayalei kedepirish bekuntres. And Tesa continues and points out, umasisa lek lemedak that the Mishnah spoke about kibloi in and it's mashma zarkaloi the kolot chuyik raminim perkin el loy teim zarkaloi ala ima shchata loy ayin sham. Now Gemara now continues. Rav Yimiyu midifte masni hachi. Rav Yimiyu midifte had a different version and the shaila was not from Rish Lakish to his Rebbe Rabbi Ichron and instead it was Abaye that was asking a question from his Rebbe Rabba. And although generally they would be mekabel all the dam for the tzava behima, then for example by achatos they would do zrikas adam on the mizbeach hachitzayin, then all the remaining blood that was in the mizrak now be spilled on the yisaydu mizbeach hachitzayin. And as the pasuk in Pashva Yikra tells us, lokach hakayim midam achatos beetzba even nasan al kanes mizbeach oila ves domi yishbeich al yisayd mizbeach oila. And by mine abay mirabo, and abay asked his Rebbe Rabba kais maru shi yasas chaveir dochu yishrayim, if instead of accepting the blood in one kais the kain accepted the blood in kais A and kais B, he then did all the matanis adam from kais A and not from kais B, would the blood in kais B be considered dochoi as you didn't use it in order to place the blood in the kanais? And as Rashi states, you would therefore pour that blood directly into the channel that was in the azara that brought the blood out to Nachal Kidroin, and you would not pour it onto the Seidem Mizbeach, or would this blood still be considered shirayim, and therefore you would still pour this blood onto the Seidem Mizbeach? And Amalein, Rabbi responded to his Talmud Abaya, plucked the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanon, that is actually a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanon, the Tanan, as we learned to the Brisa, that the Tanakam and Rabbanon hold, that Lemailu Oimer, and the Pashas Vayikra, but the Gay, the Karbar Nasi, the Pasuk tells us, Vlokha Kayim, Midam Achatus Betzboy, Vinosan Akanis Mizbach Oila, as Dumma Yishbech, Ali Said Mizbach Oila, and the Pasuk doesn't state, Vest called Dumma Yishbech, Ali Said Mizbach Oila, and Lamata Oimer, and previously in Pasuk Yudches, Benigay, a standard Karbar Chatos, Pasuk states, "When a dom yitein al kanes hamizbeach hashem lefnei Hashem, hashem ba'il moed is kol adom yishbeich al yisoy mizbeach oila hashem pesach oil moed." And therefore, the Tanakhama tells us, "Minayin lechatos shekibo dom ba'abo koises." That how do you know that if someone accepted the blood of a korban chatos in four separate koises, v'nasim matana achas mizer u'matana achas mizer shekulin nishbach liyisoyid, and then he does matana from each of the cups, that he would then pour the remaining blood onto the yisoy mizbeach, tamalim meves kol dom yishbeich. Therefore, the pasuk benegeir chatos of the Yochid states Ves kol dom yishbeich, and it doesn't make a difference that it was in four separate kaises or four separate mizrukais. However, the Tanakhama continues, Yochol nasan abba matanis mikais echad yu kul nishbach liyisoid tamalim ves domai. One may have thought that if all the abba matanis were done from the blood of one of the kaises, then you would still be able to spill the remaining blood from the other three kaises onto the yisayim mizbeach. And therefore, the pasuk tells us Ves domai, and only the blood that was used for the actual zrika or for the actual matana can be poured onto the same as Be'ach, any remaining dam from any of the other cups that were not used for the Zrikas Adam or for Matanois are considered Dachoi, and therefore they cannot be placed onto the same as Be'ach, and they must be poured into the Amor and flow directly to Nachal Kedroin. And as the Chacham explained, HaKetzad Hu Nishpach Liyisoy Vehi Nishpach LaAmor, the remaining blood from that cup that was used for the Zrika will be poured onto the Yisoyid, but the rest of the blood from the other cups would be poured directly into the Amor. And therefore we see the Tanakhama holds like the first side of Abaya that any other blood is considered dochoi and is not considered shirayim. However, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon argues in the Tanakhama, and he holds that the rest of the blood would still be considered shirayim. And as he states, Minayin l'chata shekibol dom v'abba kaisis v'nosan dar matonim v'kais echad shekul nishpach liyisoyin, that even though you didn't do any of the zrikais from the other cups, that is still considered shirayim, and therefore all the remaining blood, even from the other cups, would still be poured onto the same mizbeach. Talmud Lema, therefore the pasuk b'negei the chatos of Yochid tells us that's called dami yishbeich, that all the blood should be spilled onto the same mizbeach. And the Gemara is v'aksiv as dami yishbeich, but the ma'aseh the pasuk b'negei the korban chatos of Anasi states v'as dami yishbeich, and it's mashbar that not all the blood should be spilled onto the aside. And Amar Rav Asher huli mutei shirayim shebitzav behema, and from this pasuk we actually learn that the only blood that is able to be poured onto the same mizbeach is only any remaining blood where there was kabbalah done to it. And at least it was in the Mizrak, any blood that did not have Kabbalah Sadam, and it's still in the neck of the animal, and even though it's Dam and Nefesh, and therefore it was Roy to be Shirayim, but since it was never in a Kli at all, therefore it would not be poured on the Yaseid Mizbeach, and instead it would be poured directly into Amor, and would flow directly to Nachal Kidroin. Ayin Taisis, Dilu Maskal, Limutu Shirayim Shibitzav Bema, where Taisis bothered that the Gemara Daf Chafayim and Aleph, we stated that there's a requirement to be Makabal all the Dam of the Behema, and therefore how could it be that any of the blood will remain in the neck of the animal? And Zaktais is Haidel Mitzvah, that's a mitzvah lechatchila, But b'diavad, certainly that's not going to be a psul, ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from the next din of our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, as the Mishnah stated three dinim, kibul akasha v'nasal pasul yachsel kasha. If a kohen that's kasha was mekabel adam, then he gave it to someone that's pasul, then the pasul can give it back to the kasha and it would still be valid. And similarly, kibul yuminoi v'nasal smaloi, that if a kohen was mekabel adam in his right hand properly, and then he placed it in his left hand, and we know that you can't do avodah with your left hand, yachsel yuminoi, then the kohen only has to return it to his right hand and it would suffice. And similarly, kibul b'kli kodesh v'nasal kli chol yachsel kli kodesh, if the kohen properly accepted the blood in a kli kodesh and a kli shoreis, and then he poured it into a kli chol, then all he has to do is pour it back into the kli kodesh, and that would suffice and would still be kosher. The Gemara is bothered as to why we need all three examples, and the Gemara explains v'tzricha, and we need to teach you all the examples, as the yashmin and pasul have mina my pasul tamei, as if the Mishnah would only mention someone that's pasul. So we may have thought that the only time that this din applies is only someone that's pasul like a tamei, the chazal aveda siba, that even at this moment he's still chazi to do aveda, as if the tziba would be tamei, then tumis hutra or the chuyu b'tziba. Al v'smol loy, if a kohen kosher took the blood and he transferred to his left hand, and one is never allowed to use the left hand for aveda, so maybe you would think that the blood is already dachui and you can't fix it. Kamash blood, that even if he transfers the blood to his left hand, he could just transfer it back to his right hand and it's still kosher. Gemara continues v'yashmin is small, and if the Mishnah would teach us the din b'negi is small, so one may think by transferring back to his right hand that's not going to be an issue. The islech sheir b'yom kippurim, as there is an aveda that a kohen gadol does with his left hand, and as we know in Yom Kippur, he's not also machter b'yaminoi. He takes the pan in his right hand, v'zakat b'smaloi, and the spoon of keteris he takes in his left hand. And since we find that there is a case where kohen gadol could use his left hand, so even by dam where the aveda can only be done with the right hand, but if you placed it in your left hand, that would not be a psul and would not be dachoi. And as long as you transfer it back to your right hand, and it would still be kosher av kli chaloi. But if someone transfers the blood from a kli sharis to a kli chol, which never could be used, then maybe it would be considered dachoi and you can't fix it. Kamash blon, that even if you place the blood in a kli chol, you could transfer it back to a kli kodesh and it would still be kosher v'yesh being kli chol. And if the Mishnah would only give the example of a kli chol, so one may think that that is not as bad mishum nechazil kodeshinu, as it's possible to be machdish to kli chol, and therefore you could go and transfer the blood back to a kli sharis. However, if someone transferred the blood to someone that's pasul, or he transferred it to his left hand, where both of those can't be fixed, so maybe the blood would be considered dachoy and it wouldn't be able to be fixed. And as the Gemara tells us, abahanach ebeloi, and therefore tzricha, and that's why the Mishnah had to teach us all these cases. The Gemara now continues in Esan HaMishnah, v'lehevelei dachoy, that l'maisa, since at one point this blood was not going to be royi, as it was either in the hands of a pasul, or in the kohen's left hand, or was a klichol, so at that point it was no longer royi l'zricha, and therefore was dachoy, and how could you fix it? The Gemara continues to bring two terutzim, as Omle Ravina Ravashi, as Ravina said to Ravashi, Hach Om Ravim Medifti Mishmedi Rava, in the Chanami, our Mishnah is not going to Divrei HaKol, Hamani Chanan HaMitzri Hu, that our Mishnah is specifically going like Chanan HaMitzri, the Lesley Dechuyin, and he doesn't hold the Kansar Dechuy, even if at one point something is not Roy for Zrika, that you could still fix it, and it could then be Roy for the Mizbeach. Tanya, as we learn to the Brisa, Benegay, the two Seirim of Yom Kippur, we know there was a Sar LaHashem and a Sar LaZazel, and as we know, there was a requirement to have a Grola and to cast a lot as to which of the Seirim will be LaHashem and which will be LaZazel. And Rashi brings down that there's a three-way machlekes in the Mishnah Masechtas Yuma, Iklam and Amar Afilu Bal Chai Midachim, that there is a man that whole that even Bal Chai will be Nidach. As the Mishnah teaches us, that if after they cast the lot, one of those animals would die, then you would have to bring two other Seirim and start the process from the beginning, cast new lots, Vanisha Yidacha, and the extra animal would be pushed off and would no longer be able to be used. Rashi continues, Iklam and Amar, maybe Chaviri Shalei Bagrola, the Bal Chai Midachim, Vagrola Le Ma'akva. And there's a second man that holds that even though one of the animals died, that the live animal is not considered dachoy, and therefore all you have to do is bring one more animal, and there's no requirement to do a new girl. However, Avodah Dam Bekoyis who missed the Mishtaleach, but if they already did the Shechita of the Sar LaHashem, and the Dam is already in the Bekoyis, and then the Mishtaleach dies, Yishafech HaDam, then you have to pour out the Dam. As according to this man that Omar, Shechutin is the Dachin Ve'in Chayzim in the Rayin, and once it's dachoy, you can't use it any longer, and therefore you'd have to bring two new animals, and once again do a grola. And our Gemara now continues that in response to these two man d'omrim, Chanan HaMitzri Eimer, Chanan HaMitzri stated afilu dam b'kois, maybe chaveru mizavigloi, that even if the blood is already in the kois and the Sar HaMishtaleach dies, then you can still bring another animal and that will take the place of the original Sar HaMishtaleach, and there's no requirement requirement to do Agrola once again. Therefore, the Tanava Mishnah, specifically Chanan Mitzri, who holds there's no problem of being Dachoi. That's why Mishnah teaches us Kibla Akasha, Venasal Apostle, Yachsel Kasher, and Kibla Yemina, Venasal Smaller, Yachsel Yeminai, and Kibla Kedesh, Venasal Klikol, Yachsel Klikedesh. There is no problem of Dichoi. And our Gemara now continues that even though Ravina just told this Teretz to Rav Ashi, however, Rav Ashi himself stated that it's possible to say that our Mishnah can even be according to the other Manda Amrim and doesn't have to be Dafka according to Chanan Mitzri, as Kol Shebiyode Lo Yavi Dachoi, as the case of our Mishnah is very different than the case of Masechtas Yuma, as in that case the Sar died and therefore wasn't Biyodai and you couldn't go and bring the Sar Lazazel. But since there's a simple solution in the case of our Mishnah, as all you have to do is either transfer the Kais to someone that's not Puzzle, or transfer the Kais to his right hand, or transfer the blood to a Klisharis, therefore all would agree that the din of Dichui doesn't apply in the case of our Mishnah. We explained the Gemara based on the Pashas of the Lashon HaGemara that since one of the Seirim died, so it's impossible to fix that. However, Ayin Rashi the Gemara continues, Amr Rav Shaya Kavosir of Ashi Mistavra, and Rav Shaya states that it's Muchach, like Rav Ashi stated, and our Mishnah could even be going like the other two Man Ramim, Mesech Zuma, and not Dafka like Chanan Mitzri, as Man Shamad Islay Dichuin is Rabbi Huda, as who is one of the Man Ramim, Mesech Zuma, that holds that there's a Din of Dichui, that's Rabbi Huda. And as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesech Zuma, Va'oidam Rabbi Huda, and another thing that Rabbi Huda taught us, Nishpach Adam, Yom HaMishtaleach, that if the blood of the Sar Lashem spills out, the Sar Mishtaleach is Dachoi, therefore you'd have to bring two new Seirim, and the original Sar Mishtaleach would have to go to Misa and could not be used any longer. And similarly, Mes HaMishtaleach, Yishafach Adam, that if the Mishtaleach dies, then the blood of the Sar Lashem has to be poured out, and it's considered Dachoi, and it could no longer be used, and therefore we see Rabbi Huda's demand to Omer that holds that there's a concept of Dichoi, Veshamin Olei, the Omer, Kol Shibiyodai, and we also know that Rabbi Huda clearly tells us even if something occurs that would pass the dam, but it's still possible to fix it and rectify it, then it would not be dochui. And where do we see this? The Tanya, as we learned from the Brisa, but the Gei of Karban Pesach and Erev Pesach, when Klal Yisrael were bringing multiple Karbanis Pesach, and because the Kahana was so busy and they were running back and forth, so potentially some of the blood would fall on the floor, and possibly the blood of someone's carbon was not actually put onto the Mizbeach, and therefore the carbon would be possible. Rabbi Huda teaches us Kris Echel Hayimali Midama Terevis, that a kohen would go and fill up one kris from all the blood that was mixed together on the floor, the Zerka Zrika Achas Kenegli Yisoid, and then the kohen would do one proper Zrika, which is done on an area where there was a Yisoid underneath that area by the Mizbeach. You see that even though the dam was already on the floor, since it's possible to rectify it and pick up the blood, then it would still be kosher to do Zrika from that blood. Therefore, Zokrab Shaya, that Shma Mino, Koshibiyod, Loyavi Dochu, that we see from this Brisa Raya that even though Rabbi Huda holds the concept of Dichui, but if it's Biyodai, then the concept of Dichui doesn't apply. Therefore, our Mishnah doesn't have to be Dafkal Fi Chanan Mitzri, and it could even be going like the other Manda Amrim. Nayin Rashi, that when Rabbi Huda stated they have to do Zrika Kenegedi Yisoid, Zok Rashi Lafuke Karen Dremis Mizrachis, and this is coming to exclude the southeastern corner. And Rashi then continues and is bothered, Ve'im Mishum Di Ruvi B'dama Tamsas, and if you're going to say that the Dam was already mixed in with the Dama Tamsis, which is not kosher vazrika, Mindel and Kamon, we will see in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hey, Rabbi Huda l'tamei, the Omar ein dam vatal dam, the loyam rina itchile bis arvoi, hol biyadu l'osvoi, and I in the last tesis on the Omar diva maskal kol shibiyadu loyavi dochoi, where tesis bothered based on the Gemara Mesech l'sukkah that teaches us b'negei adasim, that another rubim ma'alav are going to be puzzle. The Gemara tells us, hecha da ashcha me'er shavis, havi dochoi me'ikara, afagav du biyadu l'sakdoi, tesis explains, ein ze biyadoi, kim de in Matin Biyontiv, as since he can't pick off the berries on Yontiv, so it's not considered Biyodi Lusaklai. And similarly, Taisa states, Begabi Kisei Adam, to Karle Dochu, Kisha Kisser Ruach, Veneskala, Kivin de Mitzvah Levatla Dichu, Lechosh Biyodi, Vedomi Lahocha, the Mitzvah Isvai, and it's not similar to our case, as over here it is a mitzvah to gather the blood. Finally, Taisa points out that even though the Gemara and Dafyod Bezam and Bez, we stated that if someone's Mafish a carbon is Hemidosai, that it is considered Dochoi, Ain Zekar Biyodi, Kivin de Ain Dai to Lachsar, Ain Shum, and we will stop over here.